step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, former Ambassador to the United Nations, and former Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security for the Bush administration. Most important, that arms control, because there is a nomination process underway for who will direct the arms and verification control apparatus of the United States facing Russian deception and Chinese non-transparency about arms control. We're speaking, of course, of nuclear arms control. There are treaties pending. There is a treaty that was, I think, the can was kicked down the road 5 years. John, a very good evening to you. You, in the National Review, say it is very important to know who the nominee is for the AVC Bureau, Arms Control Verification Community, Arms Control. What is it that is needed right now, given the non-transparency of China, the aggression of China, and I believe Russia's boasting about how it's redoing its nuclear arsenal? Good evening to you, John.
Good evening. Well, this is an assistant secretary level job. It probably doesn't sound very important, but the verification and compliance work that's done in that bureau informs the debate in the whole country about whether proposed arms control agreements are beneficial and should be adopted, or whether existing arms control agreements are working. That's, as you say, specifically with respect to Russia and China, but also dealing with proliferation matters with respect to countries like North Korea and Iran. And the issue here is one that has gone back and forth over the years, but my fixed position is that the country needs to be informed by this bureau. This is the bureau entrusted with Ronald Reagan's trust but verify mission, that they need to be able to say when other countries are not in compliance with their agreements. Now, often that determination rests on classified information, and for very good and sufficient reasons, you can't make that public. But the importance of at least saying we have information that shows they're not in compliance is important for the general public. And the Biden administration has not shown a willingness to continue what was really done during the Bush and Trump administration so that people knew what the score really was.
You report that the INF treaty that was critical in the late Cold War, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, Russia was caught out of compliance by the Obama administration. And what happened then, John?
Well, even the Obama administration at that point went to the Russians and said, look, this is not acceptable. And it's important that you come into compliance. And they tried to persuade them to do it, and they failed. And what we did in the Trump administration was take that to its logical conclusion, having shown no willingness at all for a long period of time to abide by the agreement they had made. The U.S. withdrew from the INF treaty in 2019, and well that we did too, since we were in effect the only country in the world bound by that treaty. It was a two-country treaty by then, Russia and the United States. Russia was violating it, which meant we were still acting as though we were bound by it, although China wasn't a party, Iran and North Korea weren't parties. The only other party was in violation. So this is a critical piece of information for the U.S. to be able to defend itself and not pretend the treaty are having an effect that they are not in reality.
John, over the years, we've talked about arms control, and especially with regard to the Russian nuclear arsenal. However, recently, it's become very clear to me that there is no hope for arms control as long as China remains outside the calculations, the formula. Is there an intention to bring China at least into compliance with some treaty about nuclear weapons, or is it regarded as a rogue that can never be contained?
Well, you know, the Biden administration has a very unclear position on this. I can tell you, when we looked at what to do with the New START treaty, which was about to expire, would have expired earlier this year, it became clear that we're no longer in the Cold War. We're no longer in a bipolar nuclear standoff with U.S. versus the Soviet Union. Those days are gone. There have always been other smaller nuclear powers, Britain, France. We know that India, Pakistan, and Israel all have nuclear weapons, but China is the major untamed factor here. And they say, oh, well, we don't have so many nuclear weapons. We don't have as many as Russia and the United States, so we can't be part of those negotiations at that level. And if the Biden administration accepts the Chinese position, that is a license for China to build up its nuclear stockpile without limit, without constraint, until it gets to be the same size as Russia and the United States. So I think the principle should be China, clearly a nuclear power. It's a legitimate nuclear weapons state under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, but it must come within the framework of arms control negotiations if we're to have any arms control treaties on nuclear weapons at all. I don't mind saying the British and the French ought to come into it as well. But the key point is that China does, because if we simply negotiate with Russia and come to a limit on U.S. nuclear weapons that's satisfactory to the Russians, we face the Chinese with the same number of nuclear weapons. In other words, in a potential standoff with both Russia and China, we're in a very inferior position potentially.
Recently, there's been reporting that I've watched, John, and you know, it is what you make of it, of satellite photos of China building silos, I think like two a week, some incredible number, matching the pace of our building of silos back in the depths of the Cold War in the 1960s. Also, China has been boasting about hypersonic missiles, sometimes cruise missiles. All of these are in no way monitored. Is that correct, John? There's no treaty that can speak to what China wants the United States to think it's building.
That's precisely correct. And when you mention the hypersonic missiles, you know, this is a technology not fully comprehended in the existing New START agreement between Russia and the United States. The Russians themselves understand that, and they understand that that is a subject that has to be discussed in any subsequent negotiation. But how foolish would it be for the United States to say, fine, we'll negotiate that and a range of other things, but we only need to do it with Russia, which is clearly a threat as a major nuclear weapons power. But we're just going to ignore this buildup by China. They have a free hand right now. Now, I'm skeptical of arms control as an effective instrument of policy to begin with, but if you're going to have it, it must be a negotiation that proceeds in the real world. And any negotiation with Russia that excludes China is fantasy.
You penned this piece for the National Review Online with a colleague, Robert Joseph, who was Special Assistant to the President and then Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security for the Bush administration as well. What are you and Mr. Joseph looking for in questions by the senators, John? What would tell you who this nominee is and what way he's going to go with the Chinese?
Right. Well, it's important to put the Biden administration on record, and this nomination happens to deal with the precise subject of the annual reports to Congress that can come in both public and classified versions. That's fairly commonplace. But for those people out in the general public who don't have security clearances, including many in Congress who don't pay, to be blunt, adequate attention, if you don't highlight these kinds of problems, they don't become part of the public debate, and people operate without knowing really the magnitude of the potential threat that the United States would face. So getting hard commitments, not touchy-feely commitments, but really clear statements of purpose that the administration will be transparent with the administration and the public, not sacrificing intelligence sources and methods, but making as clear publicly as they can what the nature of the threat is.
And final 30 seconds, John, are our allies in Europe ready to come in on this conversation to urge China to be transparent about its arsenal?
Well, I think they're increasingly worried about it. I think in general, the Europeans are behind us in assessing the Chinese threat in a variety of ways across the threat spectrum. But that's another effort that has to be made diplomatically by this administration. They could do a lot more on that. We are stronger if our European allies are with us, no question about it.
Especially the French. You would agree, Ambassador Bolton. John Bolton served as National Security Advisor for President Trump. He served as Ambassador to the United Nations for President Bush, in addition to other State Department roles, including Under Secretary of State for Arms Control and International Security. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.